Wherever you are, coming into a comfortable seat for meditation. The seat can be in the sitting posture, on cushion or bench or chair, floor. The seat could be the stability of the lying down posture, with knees up for a long spine or legs supported. Whatever posture we're in, it's helpful to find the length of the spine, particularly in how that makes space for the breath. And as you find the posture, begin coming into intimacy with the body, this moment, whatever time it is where you are, whatever day it is. This moment with its in-breath and out-breath. We'll come into the mindfulness of breathing sequence known as Anapanasati, mindfulness of in and out breathing. Just beginning by feeling the breath moving in the body. Knowing when the breath is coming in and going out is the instruction. And this can be so gentle, such a simple knowing. Knowing the breath as it moves. And start off the process of deepening somatic presence, brightening our energy with a few quite full breaths. Maybe a breath deep and slow, as full as you can manage in this moment. Hold full for a moment and then a long exhale. Long breaths can be whatever long means for you in this moment. But there's the sense of brightening the energy, expanding energy through the field of the body in all directions. And after some long breaths, let the breaths relax, settle, slow, or shorten, and settle into a natural, unforced breath. Really relaxing through the breathing musculature. Breathing with a sense that the whole body is participating in the process of breathing. Feel how the arms and legs respond to the breath, or how the sense of the whole body as a field of presence is moved by the breath. as the whole body responds to the wave of the breath, inviting a settling, a dropping down and back of our energy, letting go of tension and impulses to move, fidget through the body. And this foundational sense of the whole body breathing in a relaxed, released way. This is the somatic foundation for our practice. And then coming into the second tetrad, rapture and happiness are invited and observed. It's really a training to feel the pleasure that's here when the body is relaxed, unforced, steady, and not moving, not spinning its energy away in restlessness. You might feel just a subtle hum or buzz or vibration through the body, through the whole field of the body breathing. And there's the somatic pleasure called rapture, and the emotional pleasure called happiness or ease. This could just be a gentling or a settling of some stress that's in the body or the heart or the mind. Even if it's quite a neutral state, that's more pleasurable than states that are painful. So we're just looking here for a shift toward ease. And wherever you can find it, through the body, through the heart, in the sense of the mind quieting. From this place of a smoothed and brightened energetic body, notice that the mind keeps coming up with thought, plans and fears, memories, regrets, fantasies, judging, self-talk. All of these are patterns called sankhara, patterns of the heart-mind that really determine our experience moment to moment. Notice when those patterns arise in the form of story, image, felt sense. And with effort, but also gentleness, we just encourage those patterns to settle. We let go of moving with them in the same way we let go of moving with physical impulse. We let go of moving with mental impulse. Just notice the deeper silence in the mind after a thought ends, after you set it aside, and before another has arisen. In the third tetrad, we bring attention to this quality of the heart-mind itself, the citta. Just notice the knowing quality, the quality behind whatever we're paying attention to, that we might call presence. The heart, just noticing the heart. And maybe you notice what the mood you're in as the content of the heart. And then turn deeper toward feeling that part of ourself that knows feelings, thoughts for what they are. And bringing a sort of uplift or encouragement, buoyancy to this heart. This can get subtle, and you might just stay with the full body breathing and gently be aware of the quality of knowing that's here as you're aware of the body breathing. And just any encouragement to let go of more tension, smile a little internally, enjoy in whatever way possible the space that you've created. And from there, the heart just rests. And whatever depth of samadhi is available, steady attention, natural breath, full body, and the heart is resting at ease. From here, the instruction is just to see clearly. We're already noticing the breathing and the way the breath comes and goes. We've noticed the life of the body, the impulses that move through the body, and that they come and go. We've looked at the mind and its thoughts and patterns. And you can see how they arise and dissolve. And there's the heart itself. Blossoming open and folding closed, breathing in its own rhythm. And the states of clarity, samadhi, steadiness, the states themselves come and go. And so coming into the fourth tetrad, the instruction is to observe change, to observe impermanence. And just notice in a simple way that this moment has never happened before, just like this, and that the last moment ended. This breath that you're breathing right now, changes and ends. Notice that everything's changing, and particularly notice the endings of things. How do things, once we notice them and they change, how do they end? What's the end of the breath, the end of a thought, the moment when a movement in the body subsides and settles back into stillness? You can do this practice with anything that you notice. You could notice the endings of sounds, or of sights, as what you're seeing changes. You can notice the ending of ideas and moods, sensations. When something ends, where does it go? When a thought ends, where does it go? Notice the absence, present, after something has ended. You can have a long, compelling, emotional story pass through the mind, and when it ends, it's over. And there's an open space. Finally, the instruction is to Notice that when something ends and there's an open space, that there's a letting go through our being. There's simply nothing to hold on to. This is the insight practice that finishes the Anapanasati sequence. It's really for reflection and investigation. Notice change. Notice impermanence. Notice dissolving or disappearing, the passing away of sensation, idea. And the endings of things. See how that unfolds as a deep letting go. Again, if this gets so abstract or not so easy to rest into, just come back to the full body breath. Breathing with intimacy for the whole body. And letting go of anything extra through the body, through the mind, through the heart. And letting go. We'll sit in silence from here. We'll close the meditation with the honoring of the Triple Gem and the homage to the Buddha. Arahang Samma Sambuddho Bhagava Bullang Bhagavantang Abhivadami. Svakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namasami. Supatipanno Bhagavato Sammaka Sangho Sanghang Namami. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa.